Well, have you heard or been to Crooked Finger, Oregon? Well, I had to look it up too, but they have a wonderful event coming up, the 64th Annual Holy Rosary Mission Pilgrimage. And joining me today is Barbara Hetworth. She is from Holy Rosary Mission Church, and she is going to tell you all of the details about how you can join in on this wonderful pilgrimage and get a nice piece of pie at the end. Good morning, Barbara. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you very much.
To be honest, I had to look up Crooked Finger, Oregon. I've not heard of it before, but you know you're there. Tell our listeners a little bit about the area and Holy Rosary Mission.
Well, the actual church was founded in 1896 up in the hills above Scotts Mills, and it has always been a part of St. Mary Parish in Mount Angel and under the monks of Mount Angel Abbey. And it was just a small church for the local farmers, loggers, whoever was here at the time. And over the years, it has grown, and they've actually, it's the second or third church building, and they actually expanded the church in the mid-50s because they cut it in half and expanded it to make it bigger because they needed more room. So it's a very cute-looking, white-painted country church up on a hill in the middle of the woods. It's beautiful.
Just your explanation alone makes me want to go and visit, let alone be able to attend a wonderful pilgrimage. You know, in looking at the announcement, this is the only place in the entire Archdiocese that has continually celebrated an annual pilgrimage. I am amazed. Since 1954, how did this all start?
Well, in 1954 was a special year because it was the 100th anniversary of Pope Pius IX declaring the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. So the Archbishop decided there should be something special, and they decided to have this pilgrimage. And it was at a time where devotion to the Blessed Mother was quite widespread anyway, because in 1950, Pope Pius XII had defined the dogma of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary being taken body and soul into heaven. And so they decided to have a pilgrimage, and I don't know all the locations, but our little Holy Rosary Church was the tiniest one, and it's because the pastor, Father Hildebrand, said that because of the enthusiasm of the members, that they could do something big for Our Lady. The other locations where people would walk to were the Mount Angel Abbey, the cathedral, the grotto, and various other places. They had specific masses or liturgies at each of those places in 1954. So that's how it began. And then the people, the little country folk at Holy Rosary, just decided to continue doing this every year. And back in the late 50s, there were thousands of people who would come.
Wow. What a wonderful event. And then since that time, there have always been parishioners that kept it going year after year?
Yes, yes. And it's quite lovely. We walk a pilgrimage path. It got smaller and smaller over the years, and now it's simply on our property. And it's a little path through the woods next to the church. And the men of the church have built little wooden shrines. And the ladies, I know this sounds very traditional, and it is, put their little statues of Mary in there. Sometimes there's other statues, like Sacred Heart of Jesus or a saint. But mostly they're Marian statues, and they decorate them with flowers. And you say the rosary while you're walking on that path, and then you sit on benches on the lawn looking down on the gazebo. And our pastor, who is Father Ralph Recker, will say Mass in the gazebo. And it all begins at 7 p.m.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful day. And Barbara, I will say this, the traditional way, always the best way. Barbara Hetwer is joining me today. She's a parishioner from Holy Rosary Mission. It's in Crooked Finger, Oregon. Of course, that's 5 miles southeast of Scotts Mills. They are inviting the entire community for the 64th Annual Holy Rosary Mission Pilgrimage. Well, you talked a little bit about how it's the day is going to go. When does all this get started? And what should people be aware of if they're coming down for the event?
It begins at 7 o'clock in the evening. People should be dressed to be outdoors. We do have mostly benches. Some of the benches are a little nicer with backs on them. And people should have comfortable walking shoes. And then afterwards, the ladies always each bake two pies, and there will also be sandwiches made by the Altar Society, and you can go into the basement of the church and purchase these. And I suppose everyone should have a mask with them just in case they want to go inside at any time.
Oh, of course, and we are all become quite accustomed to that. Barbara, if somebody wants to find out more information about this event or anything else about things going on there at Holy Rosary Mission, where can they find that?
It's in the Bulletin of St. Mary Parish, which is actually the parish that we belong to, St. Mary and Mount Angel.
Well, I'm sure if somebody just opened up their web browser and typed in Holy Rosary Mission and Crooked Finger, they'd be able to get right to the parish there. But tell our listeners where you are, because, you know, with small mission parishes, it's sometimes hard to find.
Correct. Well, our church actually doesn't even have a postal address assigned to it. So it can be very difficult to find. Not all GPSs have it. You go to the town of Scotts Mills. And then you find Crooked Finger Road, and you go about 4.5 miles up in the hills on Crooked Finger Road and turn left on Etlin Loop. There will be huge signs on this Sunday, so you can't miss it.
I know many people have worked hard to bring this event forward every year for the last 64 years, and it's going to be another great weekend. Barbara, thank you so much for your time today. We pray that you have a wonderful event.
Thank you.
And again, that is Barbara Hetwer from Holy Rosary Mission Church in Crooked Finger. The 64th annual Holy Rosary Mission is coming up on Sunday. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Holy Rosary Parish and their bulletin with all the information. And you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.